a brand new week after a very, very long weekend for us fans, Dwayne Johnson, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, and the WWE. You guys, I'm sure, are aware of the story. Cody Rhodes just handed The Rock over his WrestleMania 40 main event, and the going rumor right now is, and I wouldn't even really call it that much of a rumor, from what we saw at the end of SmackDown, The Rock will challenge Roman Reigns in the main event, night two of WrestleMania 40, while Cody Rhodes challenges Seth Rollins for the loser's bracket title at WrestleMania night one. Is WWE going to course correct this situation? They are closely monitoring the situation. They know exactly what everybody's saying online. They know how everybody feels online. They are very well aware that their video has reached all-time highs in dislikes, now nearing over 600,000 dislikes for the video that they posted from the closing segment of Friday Night SmackDown. Now, one question remains. After all that we know up until this point, are we being worked? That is now the discussion within and around the community from the likes of Dave Meltzer as well. We will go over exactly what the latest to this developing situation is right here on Off the Script. Thank you guys very much for all the support over the last few days. It's been absolutely tremendous. We just hit 154,000 subscribers. And if you guys enjoy what you see here, please think about hitting that subscribe button and that thumbs up. Sources from Fightful. They've spoke to more sources about the Cody Rhodes and Rock situation. Cody Rhodes was professional backstage around this situation, but probably seemed somber in retrospect now that many know what exactly is happening. It's one of the things that a lot of people are talking about coming out of the weekend, how exactly Cody Rhodes feels coming out of this. With what you saw as far as his reaction goes on Friday night, you saw his facial expression. He didn't need to say anything. A picture is worth a thousand words. You saw that facial reaction, that facial expression from Cody Rhodes. How is he thinking? Or what is he thinking? After looking and hearing and seeing all of the tremendous support that he has garnered over the last 48 hours, knowing that many fans want to see him in the main event of WrestleMania 40 against Roman Reigns and finish his story. That is a very big talking point. What is Cody Rhodes thinking here? And you know Cody's going to be the consummate professional. You know he's going to just take it as it comes and just do business as it needs to be done. Now, WWE has definitely taken note of the posts that highlight polls, dislikes on social media, mainstream coverage. There's no way we can rule out this potentially becoming a work. Now, from what we saw on Friday, is it a work initially? No. I, for all the people out there, I think all these marks are getting worked. No. It's not a work yet. They're going to pivot. It's everybody's new favorite word now, pivot. They're going to pivot to a work because they know that their initial fucking plans and that The Rock's ego fucked things up. This is not a work yet. They are planning, hopefully, to turn it into a work. And it still could be salvaged. Some of it won't make sense. I mean, that's just a given. But we can certainly make this feel right. Now, WWE is monitoring the situation. Mike Johnson adds that WWE is absolutely monitoring the responses on social media. So for Cody fans, there's at least a chance that the plans could change. As of this writing, the full segment posted on WWE's YouTube account has 99,000 likes and nearing 600,000 dislikes. That is by far and away the record for most dislikes on a WWE video on their channel in their history. If that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does. And folks, that's not a small sample size. 600,000 people are not a small sample size. If it is a work, from the very beginning, if, I don't think it is, I think The Rock's ego really wants to push everybody aside, let him save WrestleMania, whatever the fuck that means. If it is a work, or is in the direction of becoming a work, this is being kept close to the vest. Nobody knows but the people involved. The reactions that we've gained from additional WWE talent and staff, says Fightful, is a little adjusted from what we initially heard, as many in the company think that WWE either had motives or may course correct. There's that again. There's that phrase again, course correct. Clearly, they should be in the process of course correcting. Now, one reason why people are saying this is now a work is because the We Want Cody hashtag has gone more than viral, and we have Matt Cardona. Well, I mean, Matt Cardona is not with the WWE, but people in and out of the WWE are getting involved. Do I think that's part of the work, the We Want Cody hashtag? No, I don't think that's part of the work. I don't. I just think people are voicing their opinion on the matter, and more people than not want Cody Rhodes in the main event of WrestleMania. And some on the roster know that he deserves that more than anybody else, including The Rock. We've seen Logan Paul come out and say something about Dwayne Johnson. We want Cody, he says. I didn't know there was a little riffraff between him and Dwayne Johnson. Go back and listen to that story. This clip's flowing around on social media. Logan Paul fucked up with that clip in Japan where he went viral, when he didn't really do what a content creator should be doing on YouTube. Dwayne didn't want anything to do with him after that. And Dwayne told Logan Paul to get rid of everywhere, every video, every tweet, every social media post where you mentioned me. I want nothing to do with you. Then Logan Paul blew up. He became the superstar that he is today. Then Dwayne Johnson reached back out to Logan Paul. And Logan Paul didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't answer the reply or the text or the message online in regards to Dwayne Johnson and left it on red. It's a great clip. I didn't really understand that. He wants Cody. Matt Cardona wants Cody. Ricochet wants Cody. Several others have voiced their opinion. I don't think that's part of the work. I just think that's there because people genuinely feel that way. But WWE may need to course correct because now you got active pro wrestlers in and out of WWE voicing their displeasure with this shit. And WWE, you know, they are all about perception. The Rock is all about perception. You think his ego is going to sit down and take this man? His ego wants to be, oh, Mr. Nice Guy Rock. His ego's bruised after this weekend, whether you want to admit it or not. Presentation, perception is everything to someone in Hollywood like The Rock. He doesn't want this negative press. You know, he's supposed to be the coming grace, the savior of WWE, taking over Vince McMahon's board seat. He's the guy, right? Not after this weekend. Clearly, he's no longer the people's champion. Cody Rhodes is. So, they may have to course correct. One WWE source, says Fightful, said, well, this is preferable to the coverage of Vince McMahon, but that's not going anywhere either. No, that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And as soon as all of this is over with, and we decide on what the fuck we're doing here, we're going right back to Vince McMahon. Because that's a much bigger deal than this, but everybody now is talking about this, and exactly WWE got what they wanted in this situation. Yeah, let's put this out there and take the headlines away from Vince because of his sexcapades and all his other nonsense. Yeah, we'll look good in the eyes of the media. We'll talk about the in-ring product and the on-TV product instead of Vince McMahon. No, we're going right back to that as soon as all of this is squared away and we have a confirmed main event for WrestleMania. At least with this, there can be peaks and valleys, and some sane people can justify it. With the coverage we were getting last week, it was all negative. Well, I don't see this being positive either, but this is a good positive, or this is a good negative, I should say, instead of a Vince McMahon negative, where nobody wants that looming over the company anyway. This is a sentiment echoed by many, with one saying, maybe the company prefers to appear inept then malicious by proxy of Vince. The company's always looked inept. Always. Even with Paul Levesque running the creative. They've always had this thing about them where they just look inept. Like they get it right and then they get it so wrong. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? Why? Why? I understand injuries happen. I understand plans change, but WWE doesn't need to save WrestleMania. WWE doesn't need to pivot. I mean, the solution here is easy to get us to WrestleMania without Dwayne Johnson. They are inept. They've always been inept. With Vince McMahon, more inept. For the record, Fightful says they will continue to find out more in regards to this situation. We are actively working to aid a couple of mainstream outlets in navigating the wrestling landscape and help gather information on the lawsuit and additional allegations as well. All right, Sappy, that's great. There were some in WWE that they spoke to, Fightful, that were in denial over the situation being one-sided. I mean, what are you, again, inept. I mean, what the fuck are you guys, blind? Social media is a huge aspect of what we do now. If the social media audience is this upset over it, don't you think it's going to translate to the live audience? It's going to, and it already has. The Rock has been booed at house shows over the weekend when WWE played the clip. WWE is already trying to manipulate the clips. They re-uploaded the clip from Friday without Cody's reaction because Cody was about to bawl his fucking eyes out and everybody saw his demeanor. They left that out in the re-upload, thinking that everything would go over and blow over and nobody would realize it. WWE is absolutely in denial. They love to downplay the severity of a problem. They've done this all throughout my fandom. Manipulating clips, trying to pretend that things are all right, trying to tell you that things are going to be all right in their own specific way. No, it's not all right. None of it makes sense. And you made a mockery of several other things outside of fucking Cody Rhodes. This all around doesn't make sense and could be one of the biggest booking blunders in the history of this company. It is a severe problem, and there should be zero denial. Most understood the gravity of the situation and pointed out to the fact that nothing has been officially announced. That's what everybody's hanging their hat on. I guess we'll find out on Thursday when we get to Las Vegas. We did hear from a couple of talent that didn't seem as doom and gloom as others. One top talent said, "I think The Rock vs. Roman Reigns is a great match to have at WrestleMania." Here's the thing, folks. Nobody is saying that it shouldn't take place at WrestleMania. Everyone is saying it shouldn't take place at this year's WrestleMania. It's not needed. Next year's WrestleMania seems like a more suitable destination for it. Fans are excited, and Cody will still have a huge match, and all of this will do is make fans rally behind him even more coming out of it anyway, so it's still fine. Yeah, but if that's the case, and he does get Rollins and doesn't get Roman Reigns, sure, fans will be behind him more, but we have to wait, what, another 6 months when we could get rid of it and end the story now? What are we going to wait till next year's WrestleMania? No. No, the fans are going to be behind Cody, but if you don't think that fans are going to be at that zero finish line type of situation when it comes to Cody, patience will be at an all-time low when it comes to Cody. I mean, you and the rest of the people that think this way are also in denial. He'll be fine, but how many more people are going to give a shit about him truly finishing his story? Not many. Another newer WWE talent said Dwayne is impossible to dislike if you meet him. And I think a lot of that, he's built up himself. And what he's built himself on would undermine by actually going through with something like this. If you listen to so many of the things he said, especially to the people like me, it just makes me think that it won't happen the way that it appears. So again, Dwayne is impossible to like, and I think that a lot of what he's built himself on would be undermined by actually going through with something like this. This is why people are tending now to think that this is all a work? Was this one huge, elaborate master plan by Dwayne Johnson to get Cody Rhodes over Bryan Daniel-esque going into WrestleMania 40 by making everybody hate him or dislike him right now in favor of Cody Rhodes? I mean, is the WWE that smart to do something like that? Off cuff? I don't think so. I don't put it past these fucking people to really go through with this fucking garbage. Was that the plan all along? I can't give WWE the benefit of the doubt because we've been through this song and dance before and they almost fucked it up the first time. That wasn't their initial plan. Daniel Bryan wasn't in their initial plans. They had to pivot. There's everybody's favorite word. Pivot to WrestleMania 30. He's got to beat Triple H. And then he gets a championship match at WrestleMania in the main event. Are we looking at something similar here? Did they have this grand scheme, this master plan from Friday? Is this one big elaborate fucking plan where everybody looks like a complete idiot except Dwayne, Cody, and Roman? I don't think so. I don't think WWE's that intelligent. So I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, no, this is not a work. It's only going to turn into a work when they all realize that they fucked up on Friday. What they did on Friday is their plan. They're going with Rock and Roman for several reasons. They're not going with Cody. They're not going with Roman, I should say, over Cody because that's the right thing here creatively. No. They're going with Rock because of the Vince scandal, Rock's ego. He was promised the match when he took the seat on the board of directors. Yeah. Yeah, wait till I get to that part. Which makes no fucking sense at all because what happened at the Royal Rumble? I mean, you could have switched plans there and made sense of it if this is the way you wanted to go. I don't want to jump ahead. So, Dwayne, this one talent says he may not go through with something like this. If you listen to so many of the things he said, especially to people like me, it just makes me think it won't happen in the way that it appears. We'll see. We'll see on Thursday. Thursday, we'll know everything with the press conference in Las Vegas. To be clear, people within the company are under the impression Rock vs. Roman and Seth Rollins vs. Cody Rhodes are the planned matches right now for WrestleMania, but top matches at WrestleMania have been changed multiple times within a couple of months of WrestleMania. It's pro wrestling and anything is possible. There was one wrestler who told us here at Fightful they believe this week will be a big test. Rock got cheered at SmackDown and booed on the screen at the house shows this weekend. They'll show it on screen at Raw, then the presser in Vegas, and SmackDown this Friday will be telling. Will he even be around for SmackDown? I don't know. Well, if The Rock is going to wrestle Roman Reigns, he certainly needs to be around more than fucking Roman. I'll tell you that. Or he needs to be around more than he's been in the last 5 years. I'll tell you that right now. Because you know who's going to be there every week? Cody. And Cody will give you a proper build to a proper championship match at WrestleMania in the main event on night 2. Long game, he says he wants to play. Well, let me see you not show up to television, Mr. Long Gamer. We're not building this match on, oh my God, it's Dwayne Johnson. No. No, you need to make TV if you're going to make this thing work, whether it's this year or next year. No talent or staff we've spoken to is concerned on how Cody Rhodes will come out of this as they all seem to expect him to roll with the punches. Yeah, yeah, roll with the punches. What that means is Cody's a punching bag and they don't give a fuck because they know he's going to take it. Give me a break. Another talent said, if I know Dwayne like I know him, perception is very important to him. So I think the chances are high that he takes this head on and addresses it in some capacity. Well, he tried to do that on social media and he completely was tone deaf to the entire situation, but he's not going to come out on social media and address the We Want Cody hashtag and all of the displeasure of people not wanting him and wanting Cody instead. When we asked a higher up if there were any issues with Roman Reigns or Rollins taking shots at each other's championships, the higher-up said, look who we're in business with now. That happens all the time. One champion has a reason for their title to be more valid than another champion. Perception is reality in that kind of situation. We definitely want to create that discussion. Do you value the guy who isn't around as much and beat everyone, or do you value the guy who's around all the time and Roman didn't actually beat? It's not an accident. Yes, but please don't go out there and tell me that the title that Seth Rollins is holding holds the same value and same lineage as the one that Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan has held. There is no lineage with Seth Rollins' title, and Seth Rollins' title was created because you gave both championships in the company to Roman Reigns because you did not want him to lose at all. So basically, the gist of it is Seth Rollins' championship is basically the third biggest championship in the company because we still have the Universal title, which was created by Vince McMahon to give Roman a title all to himself. And WWE has still the WWE championship lineage and the WWE title, and they fused both the WWE title and the Universal title into one. So when all of this is over, hopefully we abolish the Universal Championship and go back to a structured two-championship WWE, if that's what they want to do. Or just end the brand split altogether and have one champion and call him the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Dave Meltzer, he was on the Wrestling Observer Radio. Meltzer noted part of The Rock's deal to join the board of directors. Get this. The Rock's deal to join the board of directors was to get the match with Reigns, something he and the company wanted to do for years. Meltzer says when he made the deal on January 3 to come on in, the match at WrestleMania was part of the deal. Are we being worked here? Because I don't really understand this. So Rock comes in. He takes Vince's board seat. He's now on the TKO board of directors. He's basically number two in charge on the WWE side of things underneath Ari Emanuel. He's the number one guy in WWE right now, above Nick Khan. I have a very important question here, and you guys probably know, if you have a fucking brain in that head of yours, you know what question's going to come out of my mouth. If The Rock was guaranteed this match on January 3 when he took his seat, why did we have Cody Rhodes win the Royal Rumble? The Rock couldn't show up for 5 minutes, toss somebody over the top rope, claim the Royal Rumble, and win the Royal Rumble, and then point to his cousin up in the skybox like Cody did like a fool on Saturday night that night? Why didn't The Rock show up to win the Royal Rumble if this is what was guaranteed to him? At least he would have been guaranteed the fucking match via storyline on TV, and we wouldn't be asking fucking questions as to why Cody Rhodes went on SmackDown and gave up his guaranteed title shot at Roman Reigns. So what you realistically did is take Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble and force him into a match that he does not want for a title he does not want. Isn't the glory of the Royal Rumble winning the Royal Rumble and choosing whichever championship you want to go after? So if The Rock took the seat on January 3rd and this was part of his deal to take the seat to wrestle Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in the main event, why didn't he win the Royal Rumble? Maybe The Rock is fucking stupid after all. Or maybe he's not, and his ego really is that big. Vince McMahon-esque. Does not make any sense how anybody sitting around him, how executives in this company, yeah, Dwayne, that's a great idea, man. We'll give you the match. I'm sorry, didn't you just have your second biggest show of the year where your biggest babyface won the most important match all WrestleMania season? No, but Rock is guaranteed a match with Roman Reigns. So by my account, the Royal Rumble should have never taken place. The Royal Rumble should have never been a match this year. Rock was guaranteed his WrestleMania main event. The things that I read, the things that I see, I mean, and people are still calling for Rock to get this match. How the fuck can you make sense of this? You justify this garbage behavior. Those people, we want Rocky. You fucking warrant this type of information and bullshit. Unbelievable. You justify this shit creative. Meltzer added, the belief was that it was Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, and nobody knew. But the deal had been made prior to that. Well, thanks for telling the two biggest fucking guys that are in the match. Unbelievable. It played out that way, and the way that they wanted it to play out. The plan as of Friday night was Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. So we'll see how it plays out, because now they're trying to turn it into a story and see how the story goes. I can't tell you that they didn't tell anybody about plans changing, but certainly they didn't tell many people or almost anyone. I don't know what they're expecting with fans booing The Rock. They were expecting Cody Rhodes to turn into Daniel Bryan. They were expecting to make Cody Rhodes into a martyr and make him a bigger babyface out of that. Were they expecting people to boo Dwayne? I don't know. I've asked that one, and I haven't gotten a straight answer on that. End quote, says Dave Meltzer. We'll know more throughout the week, and Fightful will be in Las Vegas during the presser on Thursday. So are we being worked here? I mean, it is so fucking absolutely downright stupid that this man was promised the match with Roman Reigns when he took his seat on the board of directors for TKO, promised the match with Roman Reigns, and then Cody won the Royal Rumble. But how could he win the Royal Rumble, point to Roman, mention Roman in the scrum, tell Roman he wants to take everything away from him on Friday night, and just hand over the match to Dwayne like a fucking lost puppy? Here you go, sir. I'm gonna go challenge for the third biggest title in the WWE outside of Roman's two. I'm gonna go challenge for the loser's bracket title that Roman just buried for 2 minutes straight on Friday night right in front of me. I'm gonna be in the main event I don't wanna be in. But I'm coming for Roman, but it's not going to be at WrestleMania. Are you fucking serious? Either The Rock is the most dumbest fucking person walking God's green, or he's the biggest mastermind in WWE history. Either way, do I think it started out as a work? No, I don't. I think Rock's ego really pushed him to take this match from Cody Rhodes because he believes that WrestleMania needs Dwayne Johnson. Will they turn it into a work? I mean, by the outlash of reactions on social media and the YouTube clip nearing 600,000 plus and WWE not really doing themselves any favors by booking Shinsuke Nakamura versus Cody Rhodes tonight again in a bull rope match. That's going to go over like a fucking fart in church. I'll tell you that right now. Nobody gives a fuck. This has to be rerouted. WWE needs to change course. And then everybody's favorite word, they need to pivot. Absolutely. If they don't, and we get to Vegas on Thursday, which I will be covering. If we get to Thursday and that press conference in Las Vegas, and I don't hear, I mean, it's wishful thinking at this fucking point. I hope to God that someone is listening. I hope wishful thinking that Thursday's press conference in Las Vegas is for Roman Rock at next year's WrestleMania in Las Vegas. And that there's a storyline brewing now with Cody to take back his main event for this year's WrestleMania. Wrestle Roman Reigns, finish the story, and win the championship. If it's not going to go down that way, the only way to salvage this, because there will be fucking eyebrow-raising moments legitimately with the fucking piss-poor creative that we've got already just based on what we saw Friday. The only way to fix this is to do a double main event with Roman wrestling twice. Roman wrestles Rock on night one, beats Rock, wrestles Cody on night two, loses to Cody, we finish the story. Nothing like that has ever been done. Take advantage of the two-night WrestleMania and make sense of this. Turn it into a work. I don't think it started out as one. WWE absolutely needs to change the course here and pivot to make Cody finish his story at WrestleMania. Otherwise, this is not going to go as well as Dwayne initially thought it would. Guys, thank you very much for all your support. If you enjoyed today's news on this ever-growing Rock, Cody, Roman, WrestleMania situation, please make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Turn on the bell for notifications. Hit that thumbs up. Let's try for 2,000 likes on today's video. And I will see you all right back here. We will be live tonight at 11 p.m. for Monday Night Raw's post-show right here on Off the Script. Until then, guys, enjoy your Mondays, and I'll see you later right here on OTS.